Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz, a fan of walruses.
Maysoon, I have a couple things to say.
Yes, please.
Number one is that I don't want to record.
Oh, okay.
But we have to.
Why don't you want to?
I didn't want you to say.
Are you over it?
I envisioned when I said that
that I would be like
you. My, I didn't think you would say okay.
I'm really easygoing.
That's very offensive.
You know that. Oh,
that's
it's very offensive? Offensive.
Very offensive.
Very offensive. Blueberries, raspberries, offensive. Here they come. Pew, pew, pew.
Ugh. Okay. Well, that got my energy up again. Okay, everybody check out. There is a survey about what should the City Hall be doing with public funding.
Who put out the survey?
Oakland, in the Oakland City government. It's just from the Oakland City government. It's at oaklandca.gov/news/2023/talking-transition. I'll guess I'll put a fucking link in the underworld since nobody can type anymore.
Not if you're using periods. You're not allowed to. I've been told by multiple
Maysoon
people.
Maysoon, periods are curt. It's a curt punctuation.
No, periods are just punctuation. I'm done with this thought.
No,
now I'm on to the next.
Very scary, very aggressive, hostile.
No, I don't understand this. What is that? That's annoying to me.
Oh. I think the fact is, Maysoon,
yes,
you're a straightforward person and you just don't have the time or patience to be beaten around the bush.
Yeah, so I got to put a fucking period down every once in a while.
Okay, well,
this all stems from
you're gonna sow those seeds and you're gonna reap the whirlwind.
Ooh.
I just gotta say, this motherfucker, who I guess is like Andy Fisher, that's the Fisher from the SF MoMA board, right?
Oh, is it? It's
is
not
Andrew
Don Fisher.
Or
Don and Doris are the Maitri Patries.
Don is passed away.
Okay,
his son is the one who's a little motherfucker on the board at SF MoMA.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, John Fisher, is the brother of the SF MoMA Fisher. And sure enough, he's trying to move the Oakland A's to Las Vegas.
Oh, right.
Now, people don't like that.
Right.
And so I think it needs to stop. And since we are the voice of the Bay Area art community, I think we can say to the entire Fisher family, you better act right. Do you think they're quaking in their boots?
Yeah. Let's email them.
A Fisher. Do they have a C in there?
No, it's F-I. This is why it's hard to find them. F-I-S-H-E-R, I think.
A Fisher at S-F-M-O-M-A. Is it org or .com?
I'm going to say, ooh.
It's Maysoon, you used to work there for Pete's sake.
I used to work. Are we doing SF MoMA or Fisher? The Gap.
I think it's .org.
.org for sure, SF MoMA.
Org. Okay.
But why are we emailing SF MoMA?
I already had that saved. Well, we're emailing A. Fisher, Andrew Fisher, and we're saying Oakland A's.
Must stay.
Oh, really good.
There you go, right? Okay. Just repeat it, like do all caps and fill up a whole screen of the email and send it.
Okay. Looks good. Looks great. I'm going to go ahead and change the text to red and send.
Did you really?
Really good. Fuck yeah, dude.
I'm so proud of you.
I sent it from our Congratulations Pine Tree email and signed it with your name.
No.
Isn't that what you wanted?
Kate, I thought you said you had like a generic email account. Did you just send it from CPT?
I do, but I didn't say I was using it.
We're going to get fucking arrested for
harassment.
Listen.
Hey, Maysoon, listen.
I'm freaking out and I have to go lay down on the couch again.
There's a fucking show
opening. I need to go back to the first thing you said. I finally remembered. You had talked about a survey for the city of Oakland about how Oakland should spend its money.
Yes. And it's mainly to do with housing, and I'm really hoping that...
Okay, I need to know more about who's running the survey, what they're going to do with the information, because my experience with city organizations and departments asking for input from the public is that it's a piece of shit. It's bullshit. That input goes nowhere. They basically check off, we did community engagement, thank you very much, now we can do whatever the fuck we want.
I don't think it has any kind of impact. I think they just use it as like persuasion to get their own agenda
right
across.
So I kind of say, right? Like, don't fill out the survey. Don't fucking waste your time.
Well, but our mayor is trying to be progressive and stuff. So, like, put good shit in the survey, and then they have support. They can say, hey, look at all the people that support our progressive agenda.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
What bad could
I
happen?
I just think it's a waste of your time and effort if what you're actually putting in there.
But Mason, are you fucking getting squeezing every damn drop of life out of your day otherwise? Like, wait, you what? Never waste 1 minute of your day.
I just think surveys. I've just been burned by I'm in survey fatigue mode for the past 3 years.
I think we'll just keep our expectations low that any city government will ever serve their people on any level.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and lower our expectations. But then on the other hand,
I think we should just go straight to the office and be like, hi, we're here to answer that survey with you in person. Ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Go ahead and do that. Okay. But if you don't have the time for that... You can go ahead and fill out the survey. I'm just saying, like, who's going to fill out a fucking survey is fucking rich white people that are, you know, trying to get everybody in the fucking city arrested.
Right.
You know, that want to have, like, one cop per person in Oakland.
That's the problem with surveys in general.
Patrol.
They're not... Yeah, I can't get into it.
Right. So the one of the problems is that they disproportionately represent, like, people who are... So let's try to get to answer the survey.
Okay. All the out there, go ahead and fill out the survey. Good luck.
I'm going to have to beep that.
Get your hopes
up. I'm going to have to bleep that.
Didn't you say that?
Okay, really good. Always keep your hopes on the floor.
Okay,
there
the
is
floor?
A show. Keep them low to the ground.
That's so sad.
Ugh,
come on.
God. Okay, I'll bleep that too.
No, you can.
Ugh, okay, yes. We just need to put a pin on it or put
keep
a bow on that section.
Keep it all in there. It's all gold.
But we need a little transition segue.
Transition. Wait, what's happening now?
Great one, Mason. I don't know. Equinom Gallery is presenting Vessel, a two-person exhibition with new works from Julia Goodman and Clea McKenna.
Wait, really? When does that
open?
It's
going to be on view from September 7th through October 28th, with an opening on Saturday, September 9th, from 1:30 to 4. Oh. Maysoon, I'm not going to say where, but sure enough, I got... Somehow I got enticed to teach again in this upcoming fall semester.
Okay, what's up with you?
I know
having
I
a
retired.
Life? I don't understand.
You know I retired. Secret life.
Yeah, I keep learning about things about you online and in like the weirdest ways. I'm like, how come Kate didn't tell me that directly? I'm feeling
I don't
very...
know. You got to be asking the right questions.
So now you're teaching again.
Yep.
Why did you decide to do that?
I said I would never teach again unless it was a painting class, and it's a painting class.
Ooh. Oops. Shit. Oh, what school are you teaching
at? Did you drop the recorder?
No, I dropped
my globe. I'm not saying the school.
Why?
For now. It's motherfucking Langley, Virginia.
Okay, I know what that
no,
means.
No, just kidding. I'm not leaving
it.
The Bay
nope,
Area.
I got it. I know what you're talking about now.
I'm talking about training the FBI.
Were we talking about the
I'm
FBI
just kidding,
recently?
Real quick, though, Maysoon, this is art and culture related.
You're really
because
against
I
my train
a...
of thought right now. My like, free,
oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry,
train
Maysoon.
Of thought here.
I'm so sorry. Please,
no, it's
please
fine.
Tell me what you were going to say.
This is part of it.
Please,
the constant interruption.
The constant insurrection. Maysoon, please tell me what you were going to say.
I just said that I thought we were talking about FBI recently. Do you remember?
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
There was something happening where you and others were yelling at me because I said something about the FBI, and I don't even remember. Do you remember?
Me and a chorus of others were yelling at you?
A chorus of others were yelling at me via text without periods, I'll have you know.
Oh, I remember.
Do you? See, I knew you would. Your brain is better than mine. You're younger.
A friend of ours had her old landlord contact her give information about one of our friend's neighbors to the FBI.
Who's
because
applying
he was
there, trying to get into the FBI.
Trying to work there.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Why were we yelling at you?
Maybe you guys weren't yelling
were
at me.
Were you saying?
I think what happened in my head.
Because I was like, don't fucking let him join the FBI. Tell the FBI that he's a communist and an anarchist and all this stuff. And then our other friend was like, don't do that because they'll keep a file
on or you, something. On our friend.
On also. Everything and everyone.
See,
oh, no, that you'll get in trouble for lying. That yeah. was what our friend was saying. And I was like, fuck that.
I was of the
But honestly, that's the probably pretty true. No, that's probably pretty true, Mason. Wait, what?
I kind of thought that they should get back in touch because I was curious about it.
Oh, to see what the job was?
See, well, just to see how they would handle the interview or the questions. I just wanted to know more about it. I should have called them for her.
You can just call the FBI whenever you want and ask whatever you want.
No, you can't. They don't answer the phone, do they?
Yeah, you can. I'll fucking do it right now.
Doop, 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 doop.
Hello, you have reached the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How can I help you?
Hey, motherfuckers. What kind of questions do you ask in all your interviews?
Excuse me, please don't refer to me that way. Please start again.
Hey, motherfucker. What interview questions do you guys do?
I'm going to hang up now. Good day.
Mesu Nyad has a gallery exhibition coming up called Object Inside, Object Outside, Inside Object, Outside Object.
Wow,
organized.
That's a lot of words.
By GGLA, which is a contemporary art gallery in Los Angeles, run and founded by Andres Guerrero. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So get over there.
Of the famed Guerrero Gallery. SF Guerrero Gallery.
Yeah. This sounds like a cool one. DeRosa has an opening reception on September 9th from 5 to 7. They have a few things going on. To the Max, Maximalist Art from the DeRosa Collection. Ghost in the Machine. Developments in artificial intelligence and machine learning are blurring the line between man and machine.
I'm going to the couch.
Okay. And then also, Collection Homecoming. Celebrate with us as we mark a momentous occasion, the return of DeRosa's cherished permanent collection to our new state-of-the-art facility. Wow, that sounds like big news. But I got to tell you, that thing I was saying, Ghost in the Machine with the AI and stuff, it looks like it's like a look back at art, like from the 20th century about technology and stuff. Okay. So you don't have to lay down on the couch.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm still laying down on the couch.
Oh, Mason, we were talking last week about Casemore Kirkaby.
Yeah.
Not having Kirkaby anymore. Oh, and yeah. Then we found out that Kirkaby was deeply, deeply canceled for good reason.
Jesus.
Yeah, because, I mean, wow. Just go ahead and Google it. We don't need to get into it. Just to note that Stephen Kirkaby is well and thoroughly canceled. Yikes. By us and by the federal government.
By the federal government. Was that the FBI? Oh, right.
Because it was the, like, Federal Park Service or something.
Yeah, because it happened in a national park.
Okay, what else is going on?
Okay, so
I have some work in a group show.
And at In Concert, run by Gabe.
Right
and
across the street.
Thea.
And it's right across the street from Whiz.
This is the first time I ever brought my friend out to a gallery show.
Oh, yeah, your friend.
And I was convinced I'd see Kate, who my friend knows and is comfortable around, and Katie, who my friend also knows and is comfortable around. And I was like, this is a perfect safe environment. And guess who wasn't there at the opening?
Yep.
Neither Kate nor Katie.
I gotta say, I was really at the end of my social power. Jay Rivera Panza.
I have to say, we were both on edge.
Selling some artwork at our studio, and then that went almost right up to the time when the opening started. And I've way overestimated my capacity to be in public.
Yeah, that's crazy. To be in public for like the whole day, Kate, that's way too much for you.
And I'm so sorry because I love everybody. I love individual people. It's just all people are too many for me.
I really felt, I love, you know, In Concert and that space and the shows they put on, I felt very out of place. But it's okay.
Well, I think you got there towards the end, and that's when the young people were coming.
Oh, it was definitely felt like a very cool for not my school situation. I was like,
yeah, you gotta get there early.
I'm gonna run. I'm gonna come in. We spent plenty of time in there, but I was like in my awkwardness as usual. But I do want to encourage everyone to read that essay that Theodora wrote She is a fantastic writer. I fucking love reading her stuff. It's so moving. I'm like, how can I get her to write me something?
Oh, yeah. Hire her.
I know.
Maysoon, big news in old San Jose, California. The San Jose Museum of Art is having their 2023 gala or gala. Either way.
I think I say gala.
That is going to be September 23rd, 9:30 to midnight at the SJMA. It's $80 for early bird tickets, so you got to get on that right now.
Get
and
on it.
Chuy Gomez is going to be there doing the DJ work.
Cute.
Okay. Also, Recology, save the date. Friday, September 15th, Saturday, September 16th, and Tuesday, September 19th are when you can go over there to 503 and 401 Tunnel Avenue to see work by Macro Waves, Darren Martin, and SFSU graduate student Jake Shapiro with the work they made over there. You better fucking get over there or you're kind of fucking around too much.
You're just
much,
fucking
okay?
up. You're fucking up too much.
It's too much fucking up that we just can't
too much
really
fucking up
condense.
If you can't get over there. Just
I mean,
do it.
Indoors.
Wait, what did you say?
Indoors. It said condense.
You're having
See,
some
this is why I didn't want to record. My body is turning on me.
It's perfect. This is exactly what our listeners expect. I just want you to know that.
Well, that's true. Maysoon, I really dug in the annals of history.
Hey,
for,
are you sure you're recording? Can you just double check?
Yes. Are you fucking good?
I'm good, bro.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen here. There's a maker fair happening on Mare Island.
Okay, we have to go to
if
that.
If you needed a reason to go to Mare Island, and you do, you have to go over there October 13th through 15th and 20th through 22nd. Now, speaking of Mare Island, Maysoon, we went, well, you didn't go, but I went to Personal Space, the new space that's opened
that's
up
right.
over there
in
Vallejo. They have a big group show for their inaugural show.
I'm sorry, everybody.
You really flaked out because I was going to drive you.
I know, I just got...
You didn't have to do anything. I was going to fucking come get you, roll a little carpet out. Yeah, I was going to fucking roll a carpet out, brother. Okay?
I had some... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with me. You know how it is.
Well, before we even get into what happened at this gallery, I think you should say what was going on with you in explicit detail.
Okay. Really?
No, I'm just
What day was that?
Around.
That was a Sunday. I probably overslept and I probably ate a really slow, long
Maysoon,
breakfast.
You don't owe us an explanation.
And then I was like,
you're a working woman.
I don't
woman.
Even want to take a shower and get dressed.
You're a
Why
single
do I have to
mom
leave the house?
Who works two jobs shit. Who loves her kids and never stops with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. Working hard and never
people will understand and not judge me. And that's how that happened. That's what happened. I felt fully comfortable in your friendship to be like, I'm not going.
It was me and Jay and Carrie.
Yes, you, Jay, and Carrie.
That's three people who were so sad. And honestly, beside ourselves with sadness. Maysoon, you need to take the attachment assessment. Can we get you to do that later?
Yeah, I'm going to make a note of it.
Okay,
great. Did you already send me a link? Can you give us an example of an attachment? Like the disorder attachment you just talked about?
Well, let's talk about that just in a little bit, okay?
Wait, you actually have to talk about the Vallejo show too, remember? Or no, we're just talking
about... Right. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about right now.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Okay, so Personal Space out there in Vallejo opened and went out there with a couple of buddies. And I gotta say, because we were there on opening day... It was overrun. There were so many people there. It was just wave after wave storming the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So many people you couldn't believe.
All right.
Maysoon, are you even listening?
I am listening.
You weren't at all, were you?
Wave after
you
wave.
You were not.
People after people.
You're looking up a goddamn attachment assessment.
No, I'm not.
You're goddamn attachment assessing.
I'm not.
Are you?
I'm not.
Don't lie to me. Don't you dare lie to me.
I just was going
to
be like all the Bay Area, all the San Francisco artists flooding Vallejo, yeah?
Maysoon, do we need to get into like the spirit of the show and our next 10-year plan? Next year is going to be our 10-year anniversary of the show.
Wait, are you sure? Because we fucked that up this year. Was it 2004 or 2005? I wrote it down on my phone. Let me see if I can find the note.
What? Neither of those. It was 2014. Oh.
2014. Yep. CPT. Okay, tech difficulties. June of 2014. Wow, we really got to start planning.
Do people care? People, do you care? We want to say a huge thank you. By the way, we forgot to say this. We want to thank you, Jim Prosser and Anonymous, for your sustaining donations. We really could use some more sustaining donations. I forget how you do that, but I know you can do it if you go to congratulationspinetree.com and hit that donate button. And, you know, if you want to, if you can. God, civilization is collapsing, so, you know, try to be good to others, but you also gotta just live them and smoke them while you got them.
Should we try to go to, like, Alaska or something for a 10-year anniversary?
Alaska? Why the fuck are we gonna go to Alaska?
I don't know. Sounds fun.
Well, do you want to drive the entire length of the Pan American Highway from Alaska to Tierra del Fuego?
Well, kind of.
Well, let's do it. But we need to, like, get a truck, you know?
Yeah, we also... Well, gosh, that seems really long. How long is that?
Really long.
Alaska... Okay, is it called Tierra del Fuego? No, that's the...
It's called the Pan American Highway. Okay, Maysoon, I fucking went to Vallejo. There were so many people there. They just kept coming, okay? I went in, I was like, goddamn, I need to get a seltzer ASAP because I was dying of dehydration on the long ride.
Because guess who forgot their water bottle? 80. Kate Rhodes.
I don't fucking carry around a water bottle.
It's so irresponsible of you. What about your own hydration?
What about it?
You have to drink more water, Kate.
Never.
I can't be having you on the Pan American Highway. Dehydrated.
I probably drink more water than you do, Mason.
You probably do because I drink coffee all day.
More water than you do. You drink coffee all day? Mm-hmm. All day?
I literally forget to drink water.
Are you drinking some right now, you sicko?
I'm not drinking coffee right now. I am drinking a cocktail, though.
Don't be sick. Okay, anyhow, Maysoon, we never really figured out what is going on with the podcast, but it was overrun with people at Personal Space. I did see some of the work. There's great artists in the show. The work was really good, I have to say. My anxiety was at a level 43, and I just kind of ran through, said hi to Lisa, got a seltzer, ran back out again, chit-chatted with some people. Jay and I got a motherfucking mango. What are those mango drinks called that you get?
Mango lassi?
Sometimes people sell them from a cart. No. It's like a Mexican thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mango nada?
I don't know what they're called. Just where it's the fruit. Is it on a stick or is it just sliced mango?
It's a mango,
mango
drink,
like...
and it's got tahine.
Oh, it's a drink?
Stuff. It's kind of spicy mango drink. Mm. It's really good. Yummo. It was so fucking good, and it was so hot in Vallejo. Ooh, and it was nice to have a icy drink.
What was the show?
Oh,
were you
man,
in that show
too?
That
was heaven on earth. No, I wasn't in that show. It's a group show. There's a name of the show.
There's a group show. It has
and
a name.
And Lena Gustafson had a thing. Yeah, there's artists in it. Maria Guzman Caperone.
I think Cliff is in it.
Hey, was Cliff there? I saw Cliff.
You saw Cliff.
Yep, Cliff and company came on the ferry.
Ooh, see, that sounds good.
I gotta say, it's just a blessing that we have, like, art galleries being open on the opening for the people who don't have horrifying social anxiety, and then having open time the rest of the time where no one is there. It's really the perfect compromise.
Yeah, time where it's empty and time where it's jam-packed. It's room for everyone.
And I have to say, they also are selling artist-made things over there.
Oh, cute.
So you should check it out. Get a little something for your loved one.
So
check out the show.
The space is called Personal Space. Is it a very tiny space?
It's pretty... It's hard to say with all the people that were there. I think it's like, you know, it's moderately sized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not massive. And then down the street is a taqueria and grocery store.
Okay. Is it like downtown Vallejo?
And they had good stuff there. It's not downtown. I'm not sure what neighborhood do you call that neighborhood in Vallejo. There's also a Baskin Robbins right by.
Oh, Baskin Robbins. I'm not sure if I like that idea. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
You don't like Rocky Road ice cream? You guys, I gotta tell you, Maysoon is really letting me down in this episode. And I also have to say before we started recording, Maysoon said to me in the most brazenly misogynistic way that you can imagine.
What happened?
She said to me, I have to have my husband explain to you this thing about the Oakland A's.
Are you talking to me?
And I was like, I'm sorry. No, I'm talking to the listener. I'm sorry. Are we living in The Handmaid's Tale?
Wow, you're really offended today by that. You've never said that before. And all the times I'm like, oh, Jim.
What, that I'm offended? Well, no, because you didn't say, oh, Jimbo told me about this thing. You said, I have to get Jimbo to explain to you.
Oh, my God. Get over it, Kate.
As we all know, our beloved poet laureate, Rebecca Solnit, wrote that book. You know the one.
How to Have Guys Explain Things to You?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Sorry, I'm joking, people. Don't get too upset.
It's rare. It's just so rare to have a woman try to mansplain to you through a man.
All right, I'll just mansplain.
I'm just joshing around, though, because I love Jimbo. Later.
That's fine. You can love him and not want to have Jimbo anyone privately. Not have his man self-splain things to you. It's something about Oakland A's and the owners not giving a fuck if they're actually a good team because they're making money off of them even as a bad team. That was the deal. And that just made me feel shitty because there's all the people out there, including the players, who fucking care, which is like, fuck you, owners. Go to hell. Care about your team.
Yeah, that's the general vibe over here in Oakland. Yeah. I also heard that Oakland might get a WNBA team, and that would be neat.
That would be cool.
Point is, I give personal space. Let's go ahead and give it an absolute 10 out of 10. Great job. Kenneth Tam has an exhibition over there at BAM PFA.
Wait, who did you say?
Kenneth Tam.
Kenneth Ham.
Tam.
Ham.
Like Mount Tam.
Mount Tam. Kenneth Tam.
Wow. Yes.
Okay, got it.
Uh-huh. It's going to be on view August 16th, which is today when we're recording this, through November 26th. They made a new artwork for The Matrix over there.
I still think of it's the Matrix, about the masculinity. Movie when you say that. Isn't that weird?
I wish it was The Matrix from the movie. Matrix then I could first. Learn Kung Fu in 2 seconds. What's that?
Which Matrix was first, the Berkeley's Matrix or the Matrix movies?
Wow, that's a huge question.
Let's find out. This could let's be find part out of our right Bay now, Area
but first,
art
let's
history.
Bet on it. Let's bet on it.
Okay, well, I know the Matrix has had like at least 30 artists.
The Matrix movie came out in like 1999.
Okay. I think that's older.
Ooh. You think the movie is older?
Kind of. But boy, Berkeley would be crazy to name something after that, after the movie came out. I mean, everyone was nuts about that movie when it came out. Everyone was talking about it.
Everybody was just nuts about that movie. You can walk down the street without hearing somebody talk about that movie, and I'd go by and I'd be like, how do you have the nerve to talk about that movie in front of me?
Let's put this on our art history, Bay Area art history quiz. This is a good one, I think.
Okay, but I want to actually answer the question right now.
Wait, did you have a guess?
Well, you're saying it's older than the movie, right?
I'm saying I think the movie is. I could go either way, but I'm going to go with the movie as the oldest one, older.
You think the movie is older, and so they did name it after the movie came out.
They named it after the movie came out, which to me sounds totally wild if they were that close.
Unconnected, disconnected from the culture, but also, the popular culture.
It's an art museum, so it wouldn't totally surprise me.
Right. So you're saying that the Matrix art shows at BAM PFA are younger than the Matrix movie,
correct,
which came out in 1999.
I don't need 2000 to make, I'm not or later. Making the call. That's my final answer.
You're saying 2000 or later. I'm saying then 99 or before, and we're going to go ahead and bet $10.
Okay.
Yeah?
No, how about a boba?
Ooh, love a boba, yes. Bet,
because
and I'll be right by your house. People, I'll be gallery sitting at the Mission Branch of et al., et cetera.
Oh, yay.
On Friday and Saturday. So please bring me presents and gifts.
Let's go. That'll be fun. Last time you were there, time you were there, but last time I was there, we hung up for a good hearty moment.
You really did, and you helped me clean up that desk, which sure enough was completely disorganized by the next time I came in.
The table, you wrote a review, I brought you a drink.
Yep.
It was like a whole thing. We had a whole day of it.
Well, you didn't... Oh, you did bring...
I bring you a drink from Reams.
Okay, so you're saying 2000 or later for the Matrix.
Listen, I'm just saying the Matrix show came out after the Matrix movies. Okay, I don't know when all that happened.
And I am very sorry to inform you that it was created at the Wadsworth Athenaeum in 1974.
Wow. Okay.
By then director James Elliott as an experimental pilot project supported by a grant from the NEA. Oh, and it was supported by a grant from the NEA, and when Elliott became the director at BAM PFA in 1978, he introduced the program to the Bay Area.
And it was called The Matrix at the time.
So we could say 1978. What's that now?
It was called The Matrix. It wasn't just like another...
Yep, it was called Matrix, all caps, Matrix. Right, a changing series of contemporary art exhibitions.
Cute. Well, that makes more sense, and that gives me more faith in the art world in general.
Oh, yes, that they were aware of
the
Keanu Reeves film.
The culture. People love Keanu. Are you, like, a major Keanu fan? I mean, I like Keanu, for sure.
I like Keanu, but I don't get, like, so excited. I didn't watch the most recent John Wick movie.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched any of those. Is it John Wick?
I've only seen the third one, and honestly, I loved it. John Wick.
I just called him John Lick.
Yeah. John Wick.
John Lick. I mean Wick. What's the difference?
John Wick.
John Jacob. Nope. Don't do it.
Jingleheimer Wick.
God, we're like...
You are on one.
We're like total teenagers. It's so stupid.
Okay, well, I think that's enough for now, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and take my ball and go home from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.